You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh my gosh.
What are you yelling about?
Oh my gosh. You know how excited I am that one of my favorite artists that I am absolutely obsessed with is coming to Starlight. Like, he's all I listen to on a loop 24/7.
Who is it?
Teddy Swims.
Oh, yeah.
Two things that I have discovered in the last 48 hours. Number one, he does a piano version of I Lose Control. Hold, please, and you're welcome. He just kills me. He is coming to Starlight. We just got tickets. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Are your tickets?
I can't talk about it. I have not been this excited to see a concert at the intersection of never and ever before. And that includes Elton John. And you know how much I love Elton John.
What about Paul McCartney?
No. Not even in my top five.
What?
I loved the, just that we were in the room with
That's
Paul McCartney. And Golden Slumbers, you know when he sat down and did Golden Slumbers at the piano. I would have paid for the ticket just to see Golden Slumbers and Paul at the piano. It was amazing. It's a memory I have forever.
Huh. Okay.
But this concert, I just found out, I don't know, 4 minutes ago.
More excited than Taylor Swift?
That is a different experience because it's my daughter's.
Well, but then they're all different experiences, but I could tell you the greatest concert I ever saw.
But when it comes to just the pure, raw talent of someone's voice, and I put Taylor in that category, do not get me wrong, the Chris Stapletons of the world, where you are going, there is no studio touch-up to that.
Oh, my gosh. I had goosebumps the entire Chris Stapleton show.
And Stapleton is a great example.
And I was in the rafters.
You just sit there and you're like, I feel like this is almost a spiritual experience. And that is what this show is going to be.
Boy, I hope he doesn't disappoint you then.
Have you heard those pipes?
Well, he has a wonderful voice.
I have gone deep into that catalog. There is not a single song that
you're
like...
How many albums does he have?
Have you listened to any of his live stuff? Yeah. Do you know?
It's all incredible and it all... Well, that was live. The piano version I just sent you of that was live. He just blows me away. And that particular song, there are some shades...
Oh, he's a different looking kind of guy.
Yeah, looks like Jelly Roll. There are some shades of Chris Stapleton to that voice.
Does he have gold teeth?
But a lot of his songs do not, they don't all sound like that raw. He's an incredible sound lyricist, Scott.
He has a very unique look.
Don't you remember I played for you the song, If You're Going to Leave Me, Burn
Yes.
The Bed Down.
No, it's a good song.
Set the Bed on Fire and Walk Out.
His real name is Jayton Dimsdale.
People are asking, when is it? I don't even know. I've had it blocked off on my calendar since the second I heard he was coming.
He's only got two records.
He has covers as well, because he only has two records. He does some covers.
I love the title of his record. Records are, there's a part one and a part two. They're both entitled, I've Tried Everything But Therapy. Okay.
Kansas City, August 23rd of 2025.
Almost a year from now.
You're locked in.
It will be sold. I'm telling you, it will be sold out.
They're already wait. They're selling tickets for a concert that is in 10 months?
Yes.
They are already almost sold out.
I'm telling you.
There are two available at price level one. There are four available at price level three.
Well, there were four available at price level one until about 4 minutes ago.
This is at Starlight, right?
Yep.
Which I think is just a great venue.
It is. It's my favorite venue in the entire city. He will not play. My guess is, because we've seen this with other artists, this is the one that you want to see personally because it's such an intimate, beautiful, amazing setting. And then from here, he jumps to the T-Mobile Center. And that's just what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
So if you saw Chris Stapleton like 8 years ago or 6 years ago, you probably could see him at a Starlight or an Uptown, but then they get so big, which is exactly what's going to happen to him, that you don't get that intimate experience anymore.
I remember about two summers ago, so it would have been the summer of 2022. It was me, my daughter Sarah, my niece Lydia, and some woman I used to live with, and we went and saw Shinedown at...
Jay Rieger?
Sandstone. It's at Sandstone. And the opening act was some guy, I had never heard of him. His name was Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Opening up for Shinedown. And I remember asking somebody, I go, who's the opening act? And they said, it's Jelly Roll. I said, never heard of him. He came out, and this was just 2 years ago. Now he's headlining T-Mobile Center all by himself. I mean, you want to talk about meteoric rise.
I told you, Scott. That's how I... go ahead, Sam.
Just from the text line up. That does not sound like the music for a mature woman.
Mm.
Yes, it does.
Man, I don't know.
Very mature.
I told you that that is how I discovered Jason Isbell at Starlight was opening for Willie Nelson.
Is that right?
Wow. And we... Oh, yeah, Sam. Years, gosh. 15 years, 10 years ago, something... And I remember we were getting drinks. We were kind of trying to get to our seats. He has such a commanding voice that you just stopped. And I remember saying, who the hell is that?
Yep.
And then after that,
well, that's how I found Michael Fronte. He opened up for Train about a decade ago.
Is that who he opened up for? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
And a lot of these overnight success acts have been working at it for years. Playing the small
Well, that's
venues.
Something that I learned as I walked around the Country Music Hall of Fame. All of the biggest names, while they played music starting at the age of like 16, were living off of pennies until their 40s.
Or writing for other artists and hoping.
Well, that's how Willie Nelson got his start, was writing songs for other people.
Some of the greatest artists in country music history
didn't
hit their stride until their 40s.
Yeah, Eric Church was a country music writer for years. And then finally he's like, man, I could make more money if I write my own stuff and record it for myself. Duh. Don't forget to sign up for the Cornhole Tournament. It is this Saturday. All the proceeds go to KC Pet Project. And you can find the link to sign up your team. We have a limited number of slots available. Just go to KMBZ.com and we will see you Saturday at Serve in Overland Park. And you want to talk about burying the lead, Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. Let me just read this story from Channel 5. We touched on it briefly, but there's something new that's been added to the story that makes it rather unique. It's about the second break-in at Betty Ray's ice cream shop in the River Market. Channel 5 writes, one individual has been arrested following the second break-in of Betty Ray's River Market location in about a month. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department announced yesterday that law enforcement officials have made an arrest after Betty Ray's ice cream River Market location was broken into over the weekend. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's fine. Here is the press release that just came in from the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. Let me just read a portion of it.
Yes, please.
An Independence, Missouri man has been charged in connection with the early Sunday break-in at a River Market ice cream shop, which was captured on video, according to Gene Peters Baker. John Heckman faces burglary in the second degree, stealing, and property damage in the first degree. And then they go through how they tracked him down. He was he's from Independence, but he was taken into custody at a residence in Kansas City, Kansas.
Got in by throwing a rock through the window.
Mm-hmm. Right. Detectives interviewed the suspect, who told them he has already spent the money on dope and the casinos. Not kidding.
Okay.
The defendant is being held with no bond. But the real bury the lead is actually in the headline of this press release, which is not included in the body of the story in the press release. Independence man, 78 years old, charged in River Market burglary. 78. My mom is 78.
Times are tough. Got to get that dope. Sarcasm heavily intended.
Spent the money on dope and the casinos. Okay.
Curious, is Heckman common spelling?
Let's see. Heckman, yes, like Heck and Man.
I only ask because I find it hard to believe at age 78.
78, that's right.
That one would wake up and just launch a life of crime by targeting an ice cream shop called Betty Ray's.
In the River Market, where you're from Independence, but for whatever reason, staying in Kansas City, Kansas.
Well, the casinos are right down there, Scott.
Well, that's true. There's one.
they probably spotted him because he has distinct tattoos that were seen in the video.
That is exactly how they tracked him down.
And they were wondering why this man just walked in with $3,000 in cash to the casino who has the same matching tattoos. Just a guess.
Okay.
78 years old. Well, I'll be darned.
Are we suggesting that there might be a criminal history here?
We're not. We definitely are not suggesting that, Sam.
We do not know.
Because we don't know that.
Okay.
But Dana does have an interesting point. Did Mr. Heckman allegedly just wake up one day and say, you know, I'm 78, my best years are behind me, and I think I'm going to go knock off an ice cream shop.
Pension's just not cutting it these days.
Pension's not buying the dope and not getting me some spins at the casino.
Here's the other thing, because all kidding aside, and none of this is funny about what's happening in Brookside and Waldo and Rivermark and all of those things. On the heels of the arrest after the second Betty Ray break-in, and do we know, is he accused of being responsible for one or both of those?
He's only known to be allegedly responsible and charged with the second one.
Okay. On the heels of that arrest, there was word overnight there were 5 additional business robberies in the River Market just last night.
Really?
Just last night.
I hadn't heard that.
And we have had people call into this program saying they know business owners that are staying the night in their business.
Yeah, in Westport.
In Westport. You know, what is going on in this town? And is it the same group of actors roving from, you know, entertainment district or business district to business district?
I don't know.
5 in one night on the heels of the Betty Rays. I could assume that the 78-year-old was in custody at the time and has nothing to do with the other ones.
He was arrested on the 16th.
Okay.
According to Missouri CaseNet, and we have no confirmation that this is the specific John Heckman.
How many Heckmans, and
however,
how long is that list?
If you look at Missouri CaseNet under John Heckman for a guy who lives in Independence, Missouri, I don't think there's more than one John Heckman in Independence.
But we don't know.
But we don't know for sure. You're right. The list is 4 pages long.
Okay.
Dating back to 1997.
Okay.
Again, no confirmation whatsoever or even a suggestion that this is the same.
Do you include your rap sheet on itsourtime.com?
Oh, pardon me. They date back as far as 1984.
I was going
to
say that.
They might date back to, like, prior to Kennedy's assassination, Sam.
We're perusing.
Well, I don't think it would have been old enough.
84 is the oldest date that I see.
At Kennedy's assassination, he would have been 19 or 18.
I'm just saying, there's a lot to unpeel there.
Stop your criming, people. To answer your question, Dana, I don't know what's going on.
Matlock to go watch or something?
You know, and let's be honest, because I can already hear it now, because we are an overly politicized nation and, for that matter, a city. Spare me the, it's because Gene Peters Baker isn't a tough enough prosecutor. They're doing these, they're breaking into stores in Platte County, in Johnson County, in Wyandotte County. It doesn't matter. These people are so dumb. They don't even know what county they're in. They don't care. It's not like the crimers are going, well, you know, I think we're going to break into something like, well, let's go to Jackson County. I heard Gene Peters Baker's light on crime. That's not happening.
They are not paying attention. If they were paying attention, there'd never be any crime in Platte.
Well, they do know. I was going to say, they do know not to go to Platte.
I don't know.
Well, they don't know that because one of those sunglass huts that one lady's charged with, and they're still looking for the 3 others, that was in Platte. People are dumb. Criminals are dumb. I've asked the Platte County prosecutor, Eric Zond, 1,000 times, why do people commit crime in your county? Because, I mean, you want to talk about a tough-on-crime guy. He's probably the most notorious for that. He is tough on crime. He doesn't play. And I've always argued, and Dana, I know you've echoed it, or you've said it, and I've echoed it, if I were to ever commit a crime in the Kansas City metropolitan area, the last place I would do it would be in Platte County. But people still commit crimes up there.
This guy is old enough, because I'm watching the video of him, the attempted break-in, that he can barely get the safe up and out through the door.
Yeah, because he's 78.
Well, and that's a business safe. I'm sure that thing is a few hundred pounds.
Oh, we have a mugshot. Hold, please.
Oh, please, let me see it.
Hold,
let me describe
please.
It.
Please. You know what?
Looks like Grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Nothing distinctive that we can make fun
no.
of?
No. No.
Let me see him.
Here we go. Hang on. See if it pops right. It was on the thumbnail. Where is it at? Nope, it's on the thumbnail. I'll bring it. I'll re-loop it and bring it back to you. Bald, looks like Grandpa.
Hmm. Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Who's playing tonight? Both baseball teams are playing today, I think. Baseball series, if I'm not mistaken. Who's got the, is it Denver and the Saints tonight in Thursday Night Football, if I'm not mistaken?
Game three for baseball, Yankees and the Guardians are playing right now.
Yeah, that was a 4 o'clock start, I think. And
game
then,
four starts later tonight for Dodgers Mets.
Yep. And then the NFL game, I think, is Denver and the Saints.
It is Denver and the Saints.
Yeah.
3-3 versus 2-4.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be exciting.
Woohoo!
Speaking of sports, here's a piece of advice to media producers. Do not play emergency alert tones in any advertising that you do or else.
Come on.
It is going to cost you big time. This is the lesson that ESPN has apparently yet to learn. In a ruling published by the FCC today, the Federal Communications Commission is proposing a fine of $147,000 for ESPN for using emergency alert system tones in promotional spots hyping up the start of the NBA season in 2023-2024. The FCC found that the violations occurred on 6 separate occasions in October of last year on ESPN airwaves. Can't do it.
That's a big check right there.
By the way, and I stand behind this, we try very hard not to use the sounds of sirens. Either on the air, obviously, if it's in a news report and they're at the reporter's at the scene.
I don't like screeching tires either.
Right, but I think it should be completely outlawed in music, and that includes Thin Lizzy's song "Jailbreak," which has a siren in the middle of it. I was driving home the other night. I can't remember what artist was on the radio. And I was just trying to, like you do after the show day. I was just listening to a little music, trying to decompress. And there was a song that had a siren at the beginning of it. And I was looking around panicking because it was so loud. I thought that this cop or fire truck is literally right behind me, or I'm going to run out into traffic and it's going to hit me T-bone style. That stuff should be illegal.
Now, I do believe this was specifically the EAS.
Yeah, this was an EAS
buzz
test,
sound.
Right, which we're not going to play.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Do you want to laugh?
Yeah, please.
Do you want to hear the new realistic fall bucket list?
Whose list is it?
It's just online. It just popped up, and I was laughing profusely during the break.
Okay.
A realistic fall bucket list, especially for those of you who have younger children, but not exclusively.
Okay.
Buy a pumpkin to carve with your children. Do all the work. Get a caramel apple at the pumpkin patch. Watch a bee land on it. Throw it directly in trash.
Really, for a bee?
Paint your nails a nice fall shade of cocoa that actually makes it look like you stuck your fingers in poop. Get lost in a corn maze. No, really lost. Panic.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then 6, I loved. Watch a spooky movie with your children. Let them subsequently sleep in your bed for the next 2 weeks.
Right.
Remind them witches aren't real.
Very good.
Love fall, but that made me laugh.
Go ahead.
Going back to ESPN really quickly, yeah. I'm assuming this commercial played on other over-the-airwaves platforms because the text line just made a great point. ESPN is a cable provider.
Yeah, so?
They aren't subject to FCC standards. They can cuss. They can...
Oh, I'm not so sure that they're not subjected to any standards.
I mean, the F-bomb gets dropped on a specific show, which you hate the host of regularly.
Well, I know, but that I think is different.
Well, let's talk about Jason Kelsey, who I adore, dropping a very funny word in the way he used it the first time he was at the desk commentating.
Referencing his shirt that was about 7.5 sizes too small.
Those buttons were
and his pectorals,
losing the race, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
He used a four-letter T word.
I'm looking, does the FCC have any control over cable channels? Let me see what I can find out. Because you're right. I mean, in regards to nudity and in regards to language, yes, I've watched cable news channels in the morning where they will say the actual word BS. It says here that the FCC does not regulate cable channels in the same way that it does cable channels.
I don't think there are no standards, but I think they certainly aren't as stringent as they would be for traditional broadcasts.
For example, after one of the actually, I believe it was the first debate in the last election, Dana Bash took to CNN, and the first words out of her mouth were, "That was a S
show." Yeah,
and then she repeated it again a couple times.
And now former FCC chairman Tom Wheeler said, unfortunately, the FCC does not have jurisdiction over cable networks. So my educated guess would be that because ESPN is also owned by the same company that owns ABC, that they ran these commercials on over-the-air ABC channel. That's just a guess.
Sorry.
Anyway, it's a fair point, and it's a good one. I think people need to be reminded that there are very limited controls over what a cable channel can provide.
Look at HBO all those years.
Well, sure. If you missed the news earlier today, the military head of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, the Israeli government has confirmed he was killed in a gunfight, I think about 2 or 3 days ago. He was 61 years old. He will not be missed.
Did you see, I put this in the stack, that kids were left dangling upside down when a ride got stuck at the Arkansas Fair? I want you to see the photo. It's not funny. God. If those were my children, I would have died. However, children were left stuck and dangling upside down when the attraction suddenly froze mid-ride. Allison Metzger, quoting here, says her kids, 11 and 8, decided to go for a spin on the X-Drive ride during a recent visit to the fair. The ride suddenly and unexpectedly stopped moving, and Metzger could only watch while her kids sat trapped upside down in the air. It was 15 minutes. 7 different workers tried and could not get them down. Quote, how do you build rides and not know how to successfully remove people when it shuts down? I'm going to go against her on this, Scott. You do not want 7 different carnival workers trying to untrap children hanging upside down.
I want firefighters.
What, 100 feet? Get me a firefighter. At one point, I'd looked up at my 11-year-old. It looked like she had passed out. Her eyes were closed. She told me when she came home, she could only remember crying.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
I went to the Iowa State Fair when it was going on, and I rode every single ride that I could.
Am I the only one that is very leery of the roadside?
Oh, roll into town carnivals?
Roll into town carnival rides.
Okay, so years ago, they used to have them here in Mission over by sort of in the area of where Cap Fed and the city pool are. And when the girls were young, we were driving through downtown Mission and they saw one of these fly-by-night carnivals.
Yeah.
And
flashing lights. You can smell the cotton candy.
You can hear the song. And Sarah and I were like, Dad, can we go to the carnival?
You hate to be that guy.
I said yes.
Oh, you did not.
Yes. And we went. Well, like old Shawnee days, they have one of these, you know, ride from town to town carnivals. And I've never heard of any issues out there.
Considering what I did every summer for years, I have watched these be put up. I've watched them get taken down. And yes, it makes me very leery. However, it's always a nice day for a lawsuit. These things never get stuck. And if they do, you better believe I'll be calling a lawyer as soon as I get
down.
Were
you a carny?
I sold.
Is it true we're not supposed to use that word?
Yeah, they think it's offensive.
That's correct. I sold products inside the exhibit halls at carnivals, yes.
What do you mean products, Sam? Please explain.
Gourmet dips and spices. We've talked about this before.
Oh, I thought you meant, I don't know.
Gourmet what and spices?
Think carnival, dips and spices.
Okay, when I think carnival product, I think like the bear that my dad spent $26 trying to throw softballs into a milk jug, which, by the way, I don't even think in the history of physics anyone has ever successfully gotten a softball to not bounce off the rim of that fluted jug.
No.
The carny does it every time.
Sam, I'm getting old. My hearing's going out. Can you sold gourmet what
dips and spices? Dips
and spices.
Thank you. I was going to have you say it slower because I thought you said something else.
Yeah, everybody always does when I say that. I don't know why.
I swear to God you said gourmet a word you're not saying. Dips. Dips.
Yes.
I thought you said a word that you shouldn't say.
No, I know better.
Okay.
We are held up to FCC standards.
Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt spoke this week on a number of topics, including the latest on the franchise's future in the Metro. He said the franchise has been looking at sites in both Kansas and Missouri for a stadium and or a practice facility. You know, there's been talk. North Kansas City wants the Chiefs to have a practice facility in North Kansas City.
Yes.
Says Hunt, and I quote, for the last 3 months or so, since I had the chance to visit with you all at training camp, we've been working on creating some options, not only for the stadium, but also for potentially a new training facility. We've been looking at a lot of sites, his words, a lot of sites on both the Kansas and Missouri sides, as well as talking to the political leaders in Missouri about perhaps renovating GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
Said he's also flipping the lights on the Plaza Light Fair.
Yep. Says the team hopes to have an idea of what direction they're going to move by this spring.
By spring?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. Okay.
Huge news.
913-586-7798. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Somebody posted something similar on Facebook, and I just went and looked it up, and it's true. The Chiefs, when they play the 49ers this Sunday afternoon at 3:25, it will be a nationally televised game, which is very rare.
That every single state and city, everywhere will see that game.
Because typically, the other broadcast entity, whether it's Fox or CBS, will have another game that they play at 3:25 in the afternoon. There is no other game at 3:25 on Sunday, apparently, except the Chiefs and 49ers. It will be a nationally televised game.
That's crazy, and it has to be because it's a rematch of last year's Super Bowl.
Maybe.
Because typically the 3:25 time slot is where they stack all of the games so that they can get, you know.
Huh. It says here.
14 different games in at one time.
This is from the Star. Fox's broadcast will go to the entire country. That is the first time there has been a Sunday afternoon national broadcast this season. The last time it happened was in week 15 of the 2023 season with the Cowboys and Bills on Fox. There is no TV map to show you, Star writes, because if you're reading this in the United States, you will be able to see the game on Fox this Sunday. The play-by-play is Kevin Burkhardt. The analyst is none other than Tom Brady.
We're the new most hated team in the country.
No question about it. We are the new Dallas Cowboys.
Or the Patriots.
What do we think about new analyst Tom Brady?
Boring.
Yeah. I'm not blown away. Okay. I think he just assumed I'm Tom Brady. All I got to do is go sit in a booth and share old war stories. I've been less
just
than
because
impressed.
You are a great player.
That's right.
Does not mean you will be a competent broadcaster, let alone a great broadcaster.
He has incredible knowledge of the game, but he does not allow that to show through in his comments. He's like, oh, yeah, the grass is green. It's like, okay, thank you for breaking that down for me.
I can't stand a color commentator that a lot of people like, and that's Tony Romo, but I love Chris Collinsworth, and a lot of people can't stand him.
Romo breaks it down.
They call that the tractor sled when I was playing football. Nobody called it the tractor sled, Tony. We got to run. Don't forget to sign up for our cornhole tournament. It is on Saturday at Sir from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can register your team at KMBZ.com. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.